And welcome to this program of the R.G. Hardy Ministries as we come your way today proclaiming, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? This is Sister Sharon Knotts inviting you to stay tuned to the program today as we'll be joining my father, Brother Hardy, for a very powerful message that's entitled, Sins IOUs Paid in Full. Truly, we had a debt we could not pay, and Jesus paid the debt He did not owe. The debt for our sins, God's broken law, that passed on to us the penalty of death, and Jesus paid it in our place. I'll be back at the close of today's program to tell you how you can get a copy of this message, Sins IOUs Paid in Full.
John said, we beheld. We were spectators of this spectacle. And it's very interesting that the Greek word for beheld, we get our English word theater out of it. Isn't that interesting? Here was the world, a theater of all kind of scenes. And the scene of mankind was terrible. And the end of that story and the last scene was to be cast alive in the lake of fire where there was weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. But a new director. Oh, a new director came on the scene. He was going to change that scene. He was the new director, and he ordered the stage writers to change that scene. Hallelujah! He was changing the scene from defeat to victory, from death to life, from suffering to glory. Hallelujah! And from a slave to a son. Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. He changed the scene. And John and the apostle stood back and said, we were spectators of the spectacle of our kinsman redeemer that was one of us and like us and desired our deliverance and had the price, came on the scene and changed it. And not only can life be beautiful, but when you come on the Lord's side, honey, it is beautiful. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. The only one that could buy us out. The only one that could purchase us back. The only one that could pay our IOUs was Jesus. Hallelujah. And he wanted to do it because he loved us. And he had the means to do it. A perfect, spotless, sinless, holy life is a sacrifice. And he made that change to become one of us. He became flesh. He became humanity. He skinned amongst us. He put on our same skin and he changed the scene from defeat and agony and sorrow and slaveship to victory, peace and joy and sonship. Thank God, he's worthy to open the book. He's worthy to receive honor and dominion and power and praise. He's worthy to receive all things, for he has redeemed us out of every nation, kindred, tongue, and tribe, and made us kings and priests with our God and Father, and we shall reign with him forever and ever and ever. And he came on the scene and he told mankind, be of good cheer. I'm going to show you the way out of slavery. Be of good cheer. I'm going to make the way, for I am the way and the truth and the life. I am the price. I'm the way. Look at me. I'm one of you. I got your same skin. I'm skinning amongst you. And I'm going to change your scene of sorrow, suffering, in defeat, into victory and joy and power. In fact, joy unspeakable and full of glory. Just come unto me. All you that are laboring, trying to buy your way into salvation, and you don't have the price. And I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. I'm meek and lowly of heart. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light, and you shall find rest for your soul. Sinner, backslider, you'll never find rest in the world. You'll not find it in alcohol. You'll not find it in drugs. You'll not find it in perverted sex. You'll not find it in anything. The only way you're going to find rest and peace is in the Lord Jesus Christ. For otherwise, you are a slave in Satan's slave market. And you're about to pay the wage of your servitude to him. And that is death. But oh, thank God you can receive the gift of God. Hallelujah. That is eternal life. No wonder the Bible writer said, thanks be unto God for his unthinkable, his inexpressible gift. No wonder us Pentecostals got to shout a little bit and that don't do it. Clap a little bit and that don't express it. Dance a little bit, that doesn't express it. Run a little bit, that doesn't express it. Cry a little bit, that doesn't express it. Shout a whole lot, that doesn't express it. Then we try to do all of them at once. He has redeemed us. There's a song in my heart that the angels can sing. Redeem, redeem. There's some new found joy that the world can't bring. Redeem, 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 redeem. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, I am redeemed. My hair's going up on my head. Redeemed. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Give him a clap offering. Glory. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Say, I'm redeemed. I've been washed. I've been bought with the blood of the Lamb. Oh, hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Show me. Where am I at? Hallelujah. You know, it cost God something to redeem us. You see the word redeem, and its sister word, lutro, oh, means to buy back with a price. God had to pay a price. Man didn't have the price. All the good works religions fail, but it don't work because they don't have the price. You can bring up all your seemingly good works you want. The law refuses it. The law says it has to be a perfect, spotless, obedient life. Blood, without the shedding of blood, without the loosing of life. There is no remission of sin. There is no redemption. But God wanted to do it. He saw us in the slave market. His bowels of compassion and love were stirred up. And God says, I've got the means. I want to do it. I'm going to become one of them. Hallelujah. And I'm going to pay the price. And it was a very, very bitter and costly price. Did you ever let your mind, let the Holy Ghost take you to what it cost? He left his home in glory that we might have a home in glory. He laid aside his equality with God that we might be a partaker of his divine nature. He laid aside his outward form of deity and took on the form of humanity in its lowest forms, being a creator and a ruler. He became a slave and humbled himself. And being the giver of life, he died. He was that perfect sacrifice. All through his life, God testified, Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. He was that obedient, pleasing, holy, perfect sacrifice.
Praise the Lord, and what a powerful message by God's servant, Brother Hardy. Sins, IOUs, paid in full. Truly we had a debt we could not pay, and Jesus paid the debt he did not owe. We were guilty. He was the just. We were the unjust. But while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us to pay the debt of our sins. The Bible says in Romans the 5th chapter, by one man's offense, sin came into the world. Sin was passed on to every man, and death by sin. That one man was Adam, and through his rebellion and disobedience to the word of God, he passed sin and the penalty of death down to all his posterity. But Jesus came, and he paid that debt. By one man's obedience, Jesus Christ, the debt was paid in full. Because he nailed to the tree the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, the accusations that proved our guilt and made us punishable, but he blotted it out with his blood, and then he triumphed openly, spoiling Satan and stripping him of any legal right to bring against us the consequences and the penalties for our sins. And he stamped it in his own blood. The IOUs are paid in full. This message is available to you on both audio and CD, and we would like to send it to you if you request it, and send a love gift of at least $10 to help us with the radio ministry. And ask for offer number 187T if you want it on audio tape, 187CD if you want it on CD. That's Sins IOUs paid in full. Offer 187T for the tape, 187CD for the CD. Please send your request to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203.